Okay. We believe in love. Yes. We believe in togetherness. We believe in disco. We believe in house and our house music. We believe in techno. We believe in dance. We still believe. Do you? This is We Still Believe with the Black Madonna.
What's my American dream? Man, I don't even know if I can really thoroughly put that into words, man. Like, I just wanna live and be appreciated and appreciate other people. And if I make great music that resonates with them, or if I shoot photos that resonate with people, and great, then I did my job. You know, if I can be a good mentor to somebody, or if I can, you know, guide somebody in a good direction. But I mean, like, my overall American dream is just really for everyone to feel like they're supposed to be here, you know, to really, for everyone to feel like their life matters, for everyone to feel like they have a fair shot, for everyone to feel like, if I really work hard and push myself, then the only ceiling that I have is my own ability. You know, like, that would be the American dream, you know. But it's just sad that a lot of people feel like either they're not wanted here, or they don't belong here, or they don't fit in, you know. And that was one of the things that drove me to house music. Like, coming into house music, it was about love and acceptance and respect and peace and all this, and all those things sounded good, because as a dude coming from the hood, one thing that you really wish for more than anything is peace. You know what I mean? Like, peace is like number one on the list, you know, and then the ability to take care of your family or your moms or whatever is number two, but peace is unparalleled, you know. And a lot of people just don't have peace, and so I would wish for people to really have, you know, peace in their life, peace in their self, you know. And I think that would be the American dream, like, to really, you know, like, you hear so many stories of immigrants that come to this country and they look at America as a place of hope, where, you know, your dreams are possible, you know. And I think that even Americans should feel that way. I feel like even Americans should feel like it's possible. If it's not possible anywhere, it should be possible here.
You're listening to The Black Madonna. We believe. Do you?
My name is DJ Clips. I'm a producer, a DJ. DJ first, producer second. And for the past 5-6 years or so, I really got involved into photography. And I got involved with photography because I needed a separate outlet away from music. Because sometimes when you get so wrapped up in music all the time, you know, you can just really hit some really dark points. Like when you get creative block or writer's block, or you just, you know, sometimes music, when it's become your job, you know, you can't really use it in the same way that you did in the beginning. Like when you first started making music, you made it because you loved it, and it becomes your full-time job. So now you can no longer use music always in the same escape that you used to. So I turned to photography, and it's helped me a lot. It's helped me de-stress. It's helped me appreciate life. It's helped me look at things differently, look at people differently, appreciate people differently. It's been a rewarding experience for me. I can't say I trade it for anything right now. Shooting the Justice for George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter protests just because I wanted to document it from my own perspective and also from a Black perspective. I knew that I wanted to capture the emotional side of it. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, people are protesting from a very hurt place. You know, some people are protesting from a very passionate place. Some are protesting from a very exasperated place, because this is not the first protest that we've had. This is not the first time that we've tried to get the world to understand that Black Lives Matter. This is not the first time that we have felt counted out or underdeserved, or, you know, just a lot of emotions at the same time. And I think that this one hit a lot of people harder than most, because this was the one time where you literally watched a man die. And even after he was gone, to see that what they were still doing to him. Like, I think it really hit people in a place that had never really hit them before, where you couldn't say, you know, well, what was he doing before that? And was he resisting? And all this other stuff. Like, all those were out of the window with this one. It was like, this was flat out murder live. And I wanted to capture that emotion. I wanted to shoot it my way, so that way I wanted to shoot a perspective of, you know, making sure that their voices were heard. Maybe nobody in that crowd is related to George Floyd. You know, no one may have ever known Trayvon Martin, but it's like, when you think about that could have happened to someone you love, or someone you grew up with, or your own child. Like, all of those emotions wrapped up together makes you feel a kind of way. We'll be right back. When it happened, it totally took me by surprise. But at the same time, it made me feel good that these people's voice would be heard and seen and felt. The first thing I thought about was that little boy in that photo is going to get to show that photo to his kids and his grandkids and tell that story, and it'll be passed on for generations. So I felt great for him before I even felt great about it for myself.
Love. try to stand in your way. They will try to put you down, but they don't know that you're a champion. And when all is said and done, you will rise like a phoenix and take to the sky.
Being a black man in dance music is, it's a lot of things at the same time. You know, on the one hand, you understand that it's black history, and then you get into it and you almost find that you don't feel like it's that anymore. You know, like, you see a lot of things that give the illusion of that we're still a part of it, but then in some of the dealings of it, you feel like an outsider, you know? So you spend a lot of time trying to, in a way, fit into a culture that was built by your people, but almost feeling like a guest.
Forget about the difference.
No, colors in the way of living.
with the Black Madonna.
Matter. That was dance music's time as a community to say, you know what, we're going to stand with Moody Man and we're going to support him and we're going to let him know that his life matters. And I feel like dance music failed him.
I
We believe. Do you?
I think that dance music has failed a lot of the originators. Dance music has almost ostracized us to a point where, you know, a lot of artists have benefited greatly from making black music, from having the appearance of black people, of, you know, asserting certain roles that are typically related to black people, but they don't want that from black people. So a lot of times we feel like almost being black is probably the worst thing you can be in dance music because they don't want that.
Madonna, we believe. Do you?
I heard a quote once where it said that, you know, people want black music from non-black people. And it bothered me for a really long time because it was kind of like, that's how I felt. To let somebody stop me from doing what I love to do, regardless of how they feel about me or how they view me or whatever. I'm going to do house music because I love house music.
They create.
know what I mean? Like, it's hard for you to adopt a black culture and then extract black people and expect no one to not feel some kind of way about it. But I think you can be better. I mean, in the end, if you persevere and you have a good circle of people around you and you surround yourself with, you know, people who genuinely care about you and your life and what you're trying to accomplish, that at the end of the day, you'll get there. And that's what you've got to rely on. And I think that dance music could be that beacon of light that shows other people how you do it. Because dance music is rooted in black culture.
We believe in the power of radio. This is the Black Madonna.